In day-to-day life, there are some taxes that everyone is familiar with. Personal income taxes, sales taxes, corporate income taxes, and property taxes generally get the most attention, in part because they collect the most revenue. But there are also countless targeted taxes on goods and services, from gasoline to alcohol, tobacco, vaping, cell phone plans, cable bills, and more. In the United States, the history of these taxes goes back to before the nation was founded. Printed documents, sugar, wine, silk are some of the many products on which American colonists paid taxes to the British. Famously, the tax on tea inspired the Boston Tea Party in the lead up to the American Revolution. In 1791, a violent protest broke out over a federal tax on distilled spirits. The Whiskey Rebellion, as it came to be known, was eventually put down by none other than President George Washington. But this continuous history and long history of excise taxes has not stopped state governments across the country from imposing them, increasing them, and creating many new taxes over time. With each extra tax, the lessons from the 50 laboratories of democracy become even clearer. Excise taxes do not fit into the principles of sound tax policy generally. The best tax systems minimize the impact of government micromanagement on the economy. They take the approach that taxes should apply broadly and at a low rate. This way, the free market can expand, businesses can create jobs, and Americans can earn a living and live their lives without taxes getting in the way. Excise taxes don't work with these principles generally. They exist because policymakers decide that certain goods or services should be subject to special taxes, while others should not. As we have documented for years in rich states, poor states, when taxes are raised in one state, there is a much larger incentive for consumers to cross state lines to purchase products at a lower tax rate. Just as Americans continue to vote with their feet and move from one state to another to avoid states with high income taxes. The differences in excise tax rates across state borders reduce the effects and revenue from these taxes. One study found that higher cigarette tax rates were strongly connected to higher rates of cross-border purchases. In New York, which has the highest cigarette tax rates in the country, more than half of the cigarettes consumed are either taxed in another state or not at all. The state loses an estimated $1.1 billion each year in revenues to these purchases in other states and in black market. To put it another way, the best thing to happen to New Jersey and Connecticut cigarette tax revenues has been sky-high tax rates in New York. When Maryland increased cigarette excise taxes in 2021, cross-border purchases increased by 29%. This trend was also observed with tax increases in Colorado and Oregon. All the while, these taxes often proved to be an unreliable source of revenue for the government. Many core functions of government require consistent funding year after year, which excise taxes cannot provide in many cases. Take one example from Colorado. The state uses online sports gambling taxes to fund water infrastructure projects. But in 2022, revenue from these taxes came up short, and the state suddenly did not have the funds to pay for these important projects. In response, the state increased the taxes. The dual conflicting purpose for excise taxes prevent them from being a reliable source of revenue for state governments. On one hand, the fiscal objective of these taxes, as with any tax, is to raise revenue for the state. The non-fiscal objective for excise taxes is to change public behavior related to the good or service being targeted. These two objectives are fundamentally working against each other. These taxes simply end up punishing consumers of the goods and services chosen by policymakers. The fundamental principles of sound taxation hold true. Taxes with low rates and broad, sensible bases provide the most reliable funding for core functions of government and are the least damaging to economic growth. On the other hand, discriminatory taxes, such as excise taxes, come up short by failing to provide reliable revenue for state governments while micromanaging decisions of individuals by picking winners and losers in the tax code. For more information on this and many other topics, visit alec.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.